Well, gamers need a PlayStation 5 in order to use the PlayStation Portal. In case you missed it, PlayStation's upcoming portable gaming handheld will launch on November 15th, and easily, one of the biggest questions surrounding this device is the question of,
so, am I gonna need a PlayStation 5 to use this?
And luckily, PlayStation has made this very clear, that when it comes to the PlayStation Portal, owning a PlayStation 5 will be a necessity. You see, the PlayStation Portal utilizes remote play, which allows players to stream their gameplay from their PlayStations to devices like your phones, tablets, laptops, or even your PC. And in the case of the PlayStation Portal, players will be able to stream gameplay from their PlayStation 5s directly to their brand new gaming handhelds. And right now, outside of that feature, it looks like that will be all the PlayStation Portal can do. So, if you're an owner of a PlayStation 5, then yeah, the PlayStation Portal can quickly become an awesome add-on accessory to enhance your gameplay experience. But if you are a gamer who doesn't own a PlayStation 5, then the PlayStation Portal is very limited when it comes to its benefits. And even though the device is currently priced at like $199, realistically, if you don't own a PlayStation 5, you need to add $500 to that cost in order to get the full cost of ownership when it comes to the PlayStation Portal.
Are you listening?